The beautiful music there of BB Sabina in between, and Beth from the band joins us in the studio. Welcome to 3CR.
Thank you so much.
That is such a beautiful track. It starts off so slowly and that just really takes you somewhere with a bang. Tell us about the track from your perspective.
Yeah, I love that you just played all the little outro there with all the little sounds at the end. I think that... I was trying to create a real sort of feeling of like floating and weightlessness with all the synths at the start, and then it kind of, I think, builds to sort of capturing a sort of a yearning for that sort of like floating spaceless space in between. So it's probably a bit of that, where it gets bigger at the end. So, yeah.
Wow. Tell us about the experience that you had recording the vocals for that. Do you remember kind of what you were thinking when you were nailing it?
Oh, good question. Well, I'm very lucky that Warwick from our band is recording the vocals, so it's really nice to be able to just not be in a studio sort of space and just feel super comfortable and just be able to picture the meaning of the song, and it's just me and him so it made it really I think that makes it a lot better than having like the crunch of like paying for studio time and stuff. So we're able to really capture the emotion in the song.
So where were you when you recorded it?
Well, Warwick has a little home studio. Yeah, yes, and the like drums and the remainder of the stuff was recorded at Avery.
Fantastic. Yeah. So when you sing that song, I mean, it's got such a Cocteau Twins influence. When you sing that song, what do you visualize?
The initial idea came to me when I was on a road trip. I used to live in Bunta, Alice Springs, and I was on a road trip to Darwin and saw a water bug floating on the surface of the water, and I was sort of reflecting on that image of it's like, I guess it's sort of like there's some stability on the surface of the water, but you're kind of going with the flow of the up and down of life and thinking and wanting to sort of be more comfortable with that space and just that being the reality of life, that everything's always changing. And and I think it also fit, this is a queer show, so it kind of fits with the like thinking about, my identity and who I am and like, and being sort of not put in a particular box, and that kind of, kind of fit with that too. Reflecting on it more now, I think,
That's so beautiful, and so beautiful that it was created, if you like, if it was written, if it was inspired in a completely different environment to here, Alice Springs, Northern Territory. What an inspirational environment to write a song as well and to be inspired by stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was so lucky to live there, and I feel like moving to Mbantwa was where I really started songwriting a lot. And then this song, I don't know, I didn't want to let go because I was playing it with a band that I had in Alice Springs, and that's like, I don't know, time flies. Feels like it was probably 10 years ago or something. And then I brought it to the band again, and it's a really different version. But I just think that the song must have wanted to have another life or something. Yeah. So it made its way onto the album that's coming out. So
that is really exciting that there is an album coming. This is the final single before the album drops. Tell us about the album.
Oh yeah, I know. I sounded like a pro just dropping that in there. The album has a real mixture of songs, like some that are older, like this one, and then some that that I've been working on with the band, we've kind of just been, it's kind of been a labor of love. We've been working on it for the last few years, and just taking our time with layering sounds and synths and all the different textures that you kind of hear in that song. And I think has some similar themes, and I feel like that song being the like really captures like the feeling that the album has. I think it's a good reflection of the album. Yeah.
How many instruments are on the track in between?
Well, it is the core vocals, guitar, bass, drums, Warwick and Travis. That it had been how we were playing it for a long time, because we're just a three-piece. We didn't have the synths when we've been performing it live and working on it. And then we were like, I need synths. So Warwick and I actually just sat down and both of us you could call it like dueling, jamming synths. We just, everything was recorded. And then that we just sat down and we both played synths at the same time and just improvised over the top of it and did like two takes of it improvising. And then we went back and like shaped them in the editing process. So like found it like, oh, that bit's good. That's bit's put good. And then working with, Andy, who mixed it, he really created that big layer of all the different parts and sort of makes it feel like a real wall of synths, I guess you could say.
It's so interesting because you mentioned queerness and, you know, the song has so many intersections of sound, which I think are kind of like a metaphor for the intersections that so many of us have as queer people.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
How many instruments do you play on the album?
I play guitar and synth and sing, and then there's clarinet has a little cameo in one song. Yeah, so I played like clarinet in high school, and I don't know, I like to just add it. I had it in the last EP, just a little moment of clarinet, and add a lot of reverb to like hide my a bit rusty, so if you add a bit of reverb, it sounds good. So one of the songs has clarinet. But yeah.
So it sounds like the clarinet kind of is a bit of salt and pepper, the spice on top for you.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, and it sounds like you you kind of spontaneously decide to play it. It doesn't necessarily compute as something that you're going to do, and then you kind of decide to do it spontaneously when you're recording. Is that what happens?
And I don't know. I think it's been fun to have the time to add all the different layers and textures and sounds, and working with Warwick, we've had to try and know when to stop as well.
Tell us a bit about that, because it's a bit like sound editing. You know, you can go on and on and on down these rabbit holes. But in your case with this album, it sounds like the time has been a strength. The time that you've put into it has meant that you have created this rich tapestry.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely a balance, like, because if you waiting too long, I feel like there's other songs that are coming and you're just still working on that old material. So there's definitely a balance, but I've appreciated having that time, and I think that's better for it.
So how many tracks are on the album and what's it called?
Oh, I haven't announced that yet.
Do you have a title?
We do,
but you can't say it.
I don't know. Maybe we should.
And how many tracks are on it?
There's eight, but one's sort of like a part one and part two.
Oh wow!
So there's one song that we released that there's sort of seven, or seven and a half / eight. I'm being really cryptic now, aren't I? One song that we released, we have a real long jam session section, sort of part two of the song that we didn't want to release as the single, so that's on there as well.
Well, okay, yeah. So one track was a single, and then there's a second part to it that no one's heard yet that's going to be on the album.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And what was that single called?
Beyond.
Okay, and what is track two version, or the segue, if you like? What's that going to be called?
I think it's going to just be the long album version.
So it's a long song.
So it's like quite twice as long as the single version.
And so it sounds like that one would have been really fun to record. Tell us a little bit more about the process you went through with that.
That is really fun. And we do perform it live like that, and it's sort of different every time. So trying to, had to turn the metronome off and just, try and recreate it in the room. Like, I guess a lot of the other tracks we recorded each part individually, but this one we did do a bit where we're all three of us were just jamming and recording it in the room, and then added a bit of extra over the top afterwards. So that gave it, without having yet a set tempo, it meant that it could just have that more live feel of how it gets slower and faster and quieter and louder when we're playing it live.
Your live shows must be incredible. Tell us a bit about them.
I think there's more as we've got comfortable as a band. We do have a bit of a more improvised instrumental little bits here and there, and sounds like sort of starts and endings to songs, which has been, I really enjoy. And we most, having spent a lot of time layering the different sounds for the album, we've now just found a new fourth member. So we've got our first show with Mark, who's joining us on bass so that Warwick can move across to synth and guitar, and so we can just capture all the different sounds and textures live. So that's the first show on Sunday, so looking forward to that being looking forward to that heaps.
You must have so much material that you could actually have a live album. Have you thought about that?
Haven't thought about it, but that could be good. A good way to get some of those other songs that are out there.
So you've got a vault of stuff.
I do, yeah.
Like, how big's the vault?
I mean, some of the songs I'm ready to, like, move forward from. And some of them crop up again. So, yeah. It's pretty big, I guess.
So tell us about the live show that's coming up.
Yeah, we're playing at the retreat on Sunday afternoon in the beer garden. Looks like it's going to be nice weather, which is, so it's on Sunday afternoon 2 till 4, and we're Great Falls is also playing, local Naam band, who are really good too. So, get down for them too.
Tell us about the other members of BB Sabina.
We have Travis on drums. He's a real gun. Warwick was on bass, but now has moved across to guitar and synth. And then Mark's just joined us on bass, and we're throwing him in the deep end, getting him to play his first gig for the single launch. But he's great, and in a few other bands and that we're mates with. So it's worked out really nicely.
Tell us about the name BB Sabina. Where did it come from?
So it was initially my sort of stage name. I liked the idea of having a different name so that I could feel like I'm transforming on stage. And a lot of my other inspirations kind of have that sort of on stage sort of vibe or persona. So my initials, like my middle name's Bree, so like BB was sort of the BB, Bethany Bree. And then I was thinking about that sort of metaphor and thinking about how that's sort of like a butterfly transforming. So I was looking at different butterfly names, and there was one called Yoma Sabina. So that was how that sort of came about.
Fantastic. Well, I love In Between. Give us the date for when this as yet unnamed album will drop.
We're thinking spring, so a little bit of a wait. So September, I'd say.
Fantastic. August, and of course, people can see you this Sunday, the 15th of March at the Retreat Sydney Road, between 2 and 4 p.m.
Yes, that's it.
Beth from BB Sabina, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks so much for having me.
3CR. Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
Right from the start, we prioritized progressive voices, First Nations issues, local music, alternative perspectives, and truth-telling.
50 years on, it's clear that independent, local media continues to be vital, and that there's a strong need for media that shines a light on injustice and gives voice to a vision for a better world.
Are you a current subscriber? We really need you. Subscribe today and help us celebrate 50 years on air.
Go to 3cr.org.au or call 03 9419 8377.
That's right, 3CR celebrating 50 years this year. Pretty extraordinary.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.